Hello, country, and welcome to the Call to Massa Sports Report, presented to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. AM 1400, 104.3 FM, and I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm glad you could join me. We're here at the Pool of Recreation for the explosive Southern Pigskin Football Camp. Little chilly out, but it's warming up, and Mr. Dundee's already sweating. He's ready to go, so get those kids out here. All starts at 10 o'clock with the little kids camp, and it's got to be an exciting time. Get your kids seen, get explosive, and get recognized, and that's what it's all about. And the explosive Southern Pigskin Camp, that's what it's all about. The first of three starting right here in Pula, Georgia. Well, you know, once again, it's Saturday morning. It's 40 degrees. I'm not out in my lovely little nice brand new studio over there in the Savannah Mall. But Kevin the Biscuits Thomas got the setup going, and we're live, and he's joining me right now. And Kevin, a lot of fun being here. Little chilly, but it's going to be worth it.
Oh, this is a great day for football, Coach. That's you say that all the time. Yeah, you say, hey, it's a great day to come out here and compete, and we're excited to have another year of the football camps coming up. And we encourage folks to come out and bring their kids out and compete. You know, as a coach yourself, part of the thing about getting to the next level is not only the ability, but you got to be seen, you got to be noticed, and that's what the camp process is a part. It's about coming out and competing against like-minded individuals, very good. You can test yourself one-on-one and get seen and get the recruiting process started. And that's not something that starts when you're a senior.
Tick, tick, boom.
Attention, youth athletes. Take your game to the next level at the Explosive Southern Pigskin Camp Saturday, March 7th. Explosive trainers Dundee Dilworth and Calvin Wilson, along with a coaching staff consisting of former NFL and NCAA stars, have teamed up with SouthernPigskin.com, a member of the USA Today Sports Media Group and ESPN Radio, to travel to the Pula Recreation Complex one day only, as pros in the know deliver group-specific instruction to athletes of all ages, to inform and educate, to spotlight and develop your skills, and prepare you for the next level of competition. Spots are limited, so visit explosivesports.info today to sign up. Academic and civic seminars will also be held. Explosive sports trainers have been instrumental in the placement of youth athletes from high school to the pros. Now, let them work for you. Registration is just $55, and spots are going fast at explosivesports.info. Take your game to the next level at the Explosive Southern Pigskin Football Camp.
Tick, tick, boom.
At Digital Access Security Integrated, it's all in the name. So many related services under one roof. DASI started over 15 years ago, locksmithing here in the Savannah area. Soon, our reputation for quality grew, and we added residential, automotive, and safes. DASI branched out into commercial, industrial, and government security. Home and business surveillance cameras, security alarms, and even automotive and GPS tagging. We are the one-stop security shop for Savannah and beyond. And we built our company on a foundation of trust. We're proud of the reputation for top quality work and hardware done right, on time and at prices that are fair and equitable. And all through Digital Access Security Integrated's 15 years in the trade, most of our staff of experienced and professional locksmiths have been with us all along. That means reliability and integrity to you. So you see, it's all in the name. Digital Access Security Integrated, your one-stop security shop. Call 927-9000.
This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And once again, welcome to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. Sorry, but the power got a little yanked here, so we got cut off in the middle. But I'm Carl DeMasi. Once again, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, you can hear the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, and we're talking about local sports. And it's a little chilly out here at Pula Rec, but we're here for the explosive Southern Pigskin Football Camp. Get your kid out here. Get him seen. Get him, well, I like to say get him explosive and get him seen, and that's what it's all about. And once again, I'm here with my sidekick from ESPN High School Football Game Day. He's also doing ESPN High School Basketball. And last night, yep. I got to give you a lot of credit, guy. You and Matt did a great job. Even though there was a delay on TV, gotta love it. I mean, when that kid Davis made that slam, it's a tomahawk! I can't believe it. I mean, it was just great. And that reminds me of Friday nights.
Yeah.
But this Saturday morning, it's a little chillier than the Friday nights that we do this.
A little bit. I mean, hey, you know as well as anybody, if you're gonna do it, you gotta do it with passion, right?
And it's football weather right here. And Kevin, you got the passion. The voice of local high school sports. Great job last night, but. We're here all about for this explosive Southern Pigskin camp. So.
Absolutely. And, again, we got the youth camp coming up. It's free.
The youth?
Yes.
As I say in New York, the youth
camp.
That's
right. They're coming up. It's free for grades 4 through 7. And then, as I call it, the bigger boy camp coming up at grades 8 through 11, basically rising ninth graders through rising seniors coming up. And, again, we encourage you, if you've not signed up, you can still sign up here at the Pool and Rec Complex. Field here in this lovely facility, and again, it's about getting better, getting seen, and we feel enough kids out of this area don't go to the next level, and we want to see more of that. Whether it's Division One, you're playing the SEC, ACC, whether you're going to the FCS Division Two, wherever.
Division three, let's go.
Get kids out of here, out of our area to the next level, not only to play football, but you know this, Coach. Use the football to get the education paid for, get to improve yourself athletically and educationally, and it all comes from participating in sports, and the camps have been a big part of that, getting out, getting seen, and measuring yourself against other folks. Around the area, and I know we have had a lot of folks come from all over to the Savannah camp. We've got a camp in Waycross coming up on March the 21st, and another one coming up April 4th in Jacksonville. So we'd like folks, to come out and compete at all three, and see what you do against other folks around the area. And how do most kids get noticed? You go to a camp, and all of a sudden they say, "Wait a minute. We thought that kid was very good, and you just came in here and
beat him
and ran circles around him." And so you know, we need to take notice of that. So we're excited about this process and being here in Pooler this morning. And it's going to be a beautiful day for a little football.
And, you know, I'm old school. I've been involved in high school football now since, I'm going to give it away here, 1979 when I first started as a volunteer coach, and then wound up getting a job in 1982 as an assistant coach, and then, I mean, 30 years of being involved. And it's the kids that go to these camps, or the kids that back in the day, okay, when they went to a college summer camp, that's when they got noticed. I can tell you right now, two kids right from this area, Barad Higgs and Tony Clark, who I coached at Groves. It was, of course, what Carl DeMasi did as far as talking to the coaches, is because they went to a camp and they got seen by Maryland, they got seen by Georgia Tech, and they fell in love with the kids. And that's what this is all about. I mean, get to a camp, get seen, and, you know, plus, you know, Coach Dundee does a great job with helping you becoming more explosive, and that's what it's about. It's being explosive and then, you know, getting seen, and that's what we're here for.
Yeah, through the power of our website, southernpigskin.com, we have an outlet to promote local kids in southeast Georgia and northeast Florida. And, again, people, coaches, assistant coaches, they're all looking at these things and looking at the results and saying, maybe this is a guy we need to take note of. And we've had kids who came to – matter of fact, I was talking with Matt Osborne earlier in the week. We had a kid came to the Savannah camp last year whose name is Zach Teisler. He came – to the Savannah camp from Warner Robins, Houston County area, came and really stood out. And Matt was talking, he's like, "Do you have it?" He's like, "No, nobody's really taken a look at me." And Matt said, "Look, I like what you're doing. I think you can play, and we'll do a feature on what you were able to do." And that, a couple of weeks later, Matt touches back with him, and you know he's got some colleges interested, and ended up going to Kennesaw State, who's going to start football this year. So that's what it's all about. That's why we're here, and we want to see as many kids from our area move on to play at the next level. Because you know this, Coach, there's nothing better than to sit back on a Saturday afternoon and flip the channel and go, "I know him, I know him, I know him." Yeah, you just go, "Hey, I've seen them play, and excited to see him get out there and compete."
Well, Kevin, always a great job. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio.
I'm giving you a run for your money here. The last few times you've had me on, I've turned into the coach and dominated the segment.
Hey, you know, you got a plethora of, as BJ would say, you got a plethora of knowledge. BJ Bennett, the man
that's
that
right.
knows nothing about sports. I mean, but you got the plethora
so
of knowledge.
So he says.
So he says. But once again, we got a great show lined up. We're going to come back with the Savannah High boys basketball coach, Tim Jordan. Yes, I know I'm changing the topic from football to basketball, but hey, we got two local schools playing for state championships tonight. The AE Beach Lady Bulldogs at 3 o'clock taking on Laney for the state title. And then right after that, we got the HV Jenkins Warriors, who some of the Warrior players also play football.
Yeah.
And being a football coach and a basketball coach, I love my basketball players playing football. Makes them tougher, rougher, and they don't take anything from anybody. So, once again, then we'll hop into the third quarter with Johnson head coach, the girls head coach, Coach Brandon Lindsay, telling us about the AE Lady Bulldogs. Then we'll close it back. Kevin will come on, or Matt will come on. We'll talk more about the explosive camp in the second hour. I got to tell you this, though. I'm bringing on a wrestler. I don't know how much you guys noticed, but this kid's from Effingham County High School. His name is Isaiah Royal. Two-time state champion, and he's only a junior.
Wow.
So we can look for a three-peat from Isaiah Royal, and then we'll talk to the man that's been following AE Beach High School and the Jenkins Warriors, and that's Dennis Knight from the Savannah Morning News. Does a great job. So once again, you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. This cannot happen without the 25 of the finest, best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region, a full-service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, x-ray services, physical therapy, all in one convenient location. Optimum Orthopedics is your best choice for a comprehensive orthopedic care, and they support our local athletes and our local sports. And remember, they're doctor-led and patient-focused. The center is located at 210 Eastern Avenue, and I know BJ's loves in lovely Savannah, Georgia.
Right.
You can visit them on the World Wide Web at www.optimhealth.com. That's optimhealth.com. Well, next up, the man, the elder statesman of our basketball coaches in the area. I don't think he'll like that because he's the same age as me. And that's Tim Jordan from Savannah High. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optimum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optimum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And I got to say it, I got to thank my sponsor, Optimum Orthopedics. Remember, they're doctor-led, patient-focused, same great place, just a new name. Used to be the Southeastern Orthopedic Center right there, 210 Eastern Avenue. Now it's Optimum Orthopedics. And believe me, they love their local sports and they love their athletes. And once again, we're out here at Pula Recreation Complex, not the park or the old park. We're at the new park, the Pula Recreation Complex, right behind the West Chatham YMCA. And we're here for the explosive Southern Pigskin Football Camp. Get explosive, get seen, get out here. Registration's going on right now. The little kids' camp starts at 10 o'clock, or the younger kids' camp starts at 10 o'clock, and the old kids' camp starts at 12 o'clock, right? 1 o'clock. But get here at 12 o'clock. We got some things going on. You're going to talk to some former players, former coaches, and get a lot of neat information. But what's on my mind today, besides this lovely football camp and the HV Jenkins Warriors playing for their first ever state title in basketball, football, baseball, but they have won a state championship. I don't know if you know this, Kevin Thomas. 1969, they were the state golf champion. So no major sports trophies in that Warrior trophy showcase. So, but, you know, we got to give it up to Bakari Bryant, a former Blue Jacket himself. And I'm telling you right now, the man that I'm going to talk to next knows a lot about Bakari Bryant, because the man knows his basketball in Savannah, Georgia, won a couple of state titles. He's the elder statesman. Tim, don't get mad at me. But joining me now on the ESPN Radio and Boost Mobile Hotline. Remember, Boost is what? Be heard. Get a Boost Mobile contract and be heard. But joining us right now is the man himself from Savannah High, Tim Jordan. What's up, Tim?
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Hey, you know, I'm out here. It's a beautiful, chilly day here. We're at the explosive Southern Pigskin Camp, but my mind's a little bit on a round ball like yours. And once again, you got to be proud, because it's like having a son, Bakari Bryant, taking the Warriors to the state finals.
Well, yeah, Carl. First, I'm going to correct something you said from the beginning. He's never a former Blue Jacket. He's going to always be a Blue Jacket. Once a Blue Jacket, always a Blue Jacket. So really proud of Bakari, Smitty, and Troy.
Come on, Coach. He's got to be bleeding a little red and silver up there. Don't you think so?
Yeah, well, you know, they're a boy. He's a boy. You know, you're always a Blue Jacket. Because, you know, I tend to tease him sometimes about being the Jenkins Blue Jacket.
Yeah, I know. I'm from East Rockaway. I'm always a Rock. Believe it or not, that was our nickname, the Rock. So I understand where you come from. But tell us, Coach, you worked with this young man. He was part of your coaching staff. What has he brought to this Jenkins programs? I know we lost a great coach in Coach Oliver, just like you had to deal with Coach Love, died too soon, cancer. But tell us what this man means to that Warrior program.
As I run, you said it, and I thought about it. He and I talked about that because I kind of got into being the head coach at Savannah High as Coach Love passed from cancer, and he came in behind Coach Oliver, who had started to turn the Jenkins program around. So made it a little easier for him to transition. I think what he did is brought a toughest mindset to those guys where they are more defensive minded than they are offensive minded, and they've learned to let defense create the offense and all. And he has them playing really well.
Well, you know, that's been the philosophy at Savannah High as long as I can remember. I moved here in 1995, and I started coaching against you a couple of years ago, even though we became good friends, even though I was on the girls' side at first. And we both love defense. And I know the old cliche, offense wins games, defense wins championships. And Bakari has instilled that Blue Jacket philosophy on his team, and they're just something special. Do we expect to see a lot of defensive pressure today, especially against that kid named Tukey Brown, eh?
Well, you know, it's funny, Carl and I talked about game plan also. We went back to when they played in the state championship in 1998. The so-called best guard in the state was on Burkmar's team, Tony Akins, who had already signed with Georgia Tech. But we had a game plan where he may get 20, but they still wind up losing. We held him pretty much. He scored 20, but he scored 12 from the free throw line. But then we wound up winning by about 10 or 12 points, so still. So I think he had the same philosophy with we're not going to let one guy beat us. I doubt it very seriously.
Well, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm talking to the man himself from the High, Tim Jordan. He's giving us a breakdown of what the HV Jenkins team will have to do against Morgan County today, this afternoon at, I think it's 4:30, so up there in the Macon Center Complex, and pretty exciting. Tell us, Tim, you got to experience the state championship with your team. Tell us what Bakari has to do to get his team prepared to win that game tonight.
Well, you got to get them to stay focused, you know, get them serious about it, you know, take away all the little extra outside stuff. You know, fans really go for the fun. He has to make sure you remind them that I always told them it's a business trip for us. You know, we have fun after the game. So, I'm sure you had him focused this weekend, and his assistant coaches. And, you know, this guy don't get a lot of credit. You know, people don't call his name or not, but Jerry Hampton Smith, as they call him, his coaching staff, was probably the best defensive player I ever had. So, I see that in those guys, you know, playing tough D up in your face all over the floor. And that's what Jerry brought to the team when we played with Smith when he played with us. And I'm sure Carl very happy to have him on his staff.
I know you feel the same way, and I know you stand up a lot. I try to sit down a little because I you know, my knees hurt, but I'm telling you, when the other team scores on me or the other team breaks down our defense, it's like putting a knife through my heart. I mean, and I bet you Bakari feels the same way, just like you do, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely, you know, because, I mean, I like I said, the fans and all like that offense, and don't get me wrong, I'm not a big AAU-type guy, but you know, that AAU-type thing where, you know, I score and let you score and that kind of deal. I'm an old-fashioned coach. I believe in, like, let's try to stop somebody and let's let our defense create our offense, because our defense could be fun to watch also.
I agree with you. I mean, you know, the old, once again, I'm throwing out these cliches. Your best offense is your defense, and you believe that too. I'm Carl DeMasi. We're talking to Tim Jordan from Savannah High. And, well, Coach, give us a breakdown what you feel is going to happen tonight. Is the Warriors going to bring home their first ever big-time sport title? I mean, they've won a title in 1969 in golf, as far as I heard from Dennis Knight of Savannah Morning News. So what do you think?
Well, I think y'all are going to bring it. I really do. I have a lot of confidence in that. They have the ability, they have the players, they have the coaching staff, and it's going to be a great birthday present for Coach Bryant. His birthday is March 10th, and mine's March 12th. So we got a lot of connections there. So it'll be a great birthday present for him next week. And also, Carl, I'd be remiss if I don't send a shout out to the Beach Lady Bulldogs. I'd also like to see them bring one home too.
Well, you know, it's going to be a nice birthday present. So tell me, Tim, it sounds like you feel like you're part of this thing. I mean, you feel like if they win the state championship, Tim Jordan does and the city of Savannah does.
I'm wearing my black and red today, and I'm getting ready to head to Macon in about the next hour. So I got my black and red on support. It's like your children, Carl. You know, you always want to see your kids do well, and I feel like these guys are my children. So I'd be just as happy for them as if I wanted. But
well, if he's your son, he's my nephew, Coach, and I'm excited about the HV Jenkins Warriors because that's where I got my start. My first 3 years, I coached with Larry Burke, who was the guy coach who won a state title at Savannah High for the Blue Jackets and played for the Blue Jackets. So it's all in the family, Coach.
Oh, yeah, definitely that, Cardinal. So I'm happy for him. And it's good to see, like, Olu and Beach and Bakari, Jingle, both, I think, like 32, 33 years old young folks. So it looks like basketball is going to be in pretty good hand when the older guy like you and I decide to go home.
Tim, it's always a pleasure. You do a great job over there at Savannah High, and I know we've become good friends, like brothers. And once again, I'm rooting for the red and silver today, and black. You can throw that in there too now. And once again, I appreciate you doing this early in the morning, and have a safe trip, and keep me updated on what's going on.
I sure will. Give me a call. I'll let you know what's happening. Thank you, Carl, for having me on.
Anytime, Tim. And that's Tim Jordan, the head basketball coach from Savannah High. And once again, does a great job. He's been there for a plenty of year. And it's, you know, Kevin, you're sitting here hanging out with me. And it's ironic that, you know, he took over a program from a man named Ron Love, who passed away early because of cancer. And now Coach Brian takes over a program from Coach Oliver. You know, Jenkins has always been one of those above average or steady basketball teams, but has never gotten to this point where Bakari and Coach Oliver has taken him now. And Coach Burke, who coached way back in the late 90s with me, he had a lot of experience at Savannah High, playing Savannah High, winning a title at Savannah High. So it comes down to it, Kev. It's all in the family.
Absolutely. And, again, the coaching tree for Coach Jordan, you know, speaks for itself. he's a winner, and why should the folks that got into the coaching profession that played under him be any different? And I've said this a number of times, Coach, and, again, for my money, of all the teams that I've seen this year, Jenkins' best basketball team I've seen.
Hey,
I mean, just without question.
Hey, you're behind the mic.
Well, I mean,
I'm behind the mic. I'm on the sideline. Yeah. I can tell you for a fact that, and Tim Jordan, I love you, and Coach Utef Gordon, I love you too, but that was the best team I had a coach against. I tried every strategy I could, trying to take the air out of the ball, making them shoot three-point shots, and then they hit like 10 in a row. And I mean, it's the best basketball team in Savannah this year, and I hope they can bring home the ship.
I think they're one of the best basketball teams
in the state.
I mean, obviously they're in the state championship game, but just the way they play is so good. And if you can't, I've said this enough, I keep sounding like a broken record. If you can't handle the basketball against Jenkins, you're sunk.
Tenacious defense. Yes. Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're going to now highlight the AE Lady Bulldogs basketball team. Next up with a coach that had a coach against them twice, and maybe three times, but it's always a big rivalry when the Johnson Adams Smashers take on the AE Lady Bulldogs, and that's Brandon Lindsay. He'll be on next. And once again, we're right here live at the explosive Southern Pigskin Football Camp. Give them the information quick before we go to break.
Yeah, we got the youth camp coming up. It's free for young kids, grades 4 through 7. Going to get started coming up here about 10:30. It's free for them. Coming up at noon, we've got Joe Burns of Rising Seniors. I know a lot of kids trying to get to that Rising Seniors game. We'll have Joe Burns on hand. We'll have some other speakers talking to the young men about the opportunities that are out there, what you got to get done in the classroom and other things. If you want to get recruited, then the camp getting out on the field starts about 1 o'clock. You got to register before that if you haven't already. But come to the Pooler Recreation Complex. We're all the way in the back at the football fields and beautiful facility. And we encourage folks to come out and get better. Go to explosivesports.info. If you can't make it today, we've got a Waycross camp coming up on the 21st. We've got a Jacksonville camp coming up on April 4th that we're really excited about. And if we can get some Savannah and Jacksonville kids competing and going at it, should be a fun camp there in Jacksonville on April 4th. So explosivesports.info, where you need to go. But today you need to come to the Pooler Recreation Complex. Not the recreation department, the rec complex, and come out here and compete and have a good time.
And that's right behind the West Chatham YMCA,
yes,
right here in Pula, Georgia. And being an old football coach, and I haven't coached in a year, but I'm telling you, the kids that made it to the next level for me went to camps and got seen, and that's what it's all about. Well, we'll be right back, and we'll talk a little AE Lady Bulldogs basketball with the head coach from the Lady Adams Smashers, Brandon Lindsay. You're listening to the Call of the Monster Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM, WSEG.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Hey, And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. We're live at the Pooler Recreation Complex, not at the Pooler Recreation Building or Park. So if you're coming to the Explosive Southern Pigskin Camp, it's right behind the West Chatham YMCA. All right, so do not wind up over there in Pooler. Everything's better in Pooler. Well, everything's cooler in Pooler, okay, as I like to say, or everything's better and better. But we're in Pooler, Georgia. We're at the Explosive Southern Pigskin Football Camp. You got to get explosive, and you got to get seen, and that's what this camp is all about. And once again, we're gonna jump off the football camp. We're going to stick to it. It's going on everybody's mind here in Savannah, Georgia, and that's, of course, state basketball championships. We just talked to Jim Jordan, head coach at Savannah High, about H.V. Jenkins, Bakari Bryant, and his Warriors going for the AAA boys title, while on the other side of the court, we're going for the GHSA, Georgia High School State Association, AAA girls title, and that's Olu Gordon and the 8E Beach Alpha, just say Beach High School Lady Bulldogs, okay? But this man had to take them on. He's taken on those Bulldogs for the last couple of years. Does a great job with the Lady Adam Smashers out of Salcy Johnson High School. Joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah and Boost Mobile Hotline, remember, be heard. I got that right there? Okay, so be heard on the Boost Mobile Hotline, and that's the head coach of the Lady Adam Smashers. That's Brandon Lindsay. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm like you. It's Saturday morning, and we're talking sports, and we're talking basketball, we're talking football, we're talking local sports. And once again, you've done a great job over there with that Lady Adam Smashers program. They're one of the perennial teams now that everybody wants to beat. And once again, you had to play the AE Lady Bulldogs two times this year. So tell us, what's so special about this year's Bulldog team?
Well, they have a great team component, Coach. They have a great team dynamic about them. And that makes them really tough to beat. Just when you think you have them on the ropes and whatnot, they hunker down and they come back as tough as ever, you know. So they have a great team dynamic, man. And Coach Gordon has done an awesome job. Olu has done a terrific job with these young ladies this season.
Well, Coach, I know you got the experience because every time you play the Bulldogs, when the Lady Bulldogs take on the Lady Adams Smashers, it's playoff atmosphere. What was the deciding factor this year? Why they got you twice? And I mean, they were close games, and both of you sweated out. What got the Lady Bulldogs past the Adams Smashers this year?
They're very disciplined. I mean, at the stripe, it was a couple game. It wasn't the games that we played against them. The field goals may not have been there, but they contributed. They were very consistent at the free throw line, and that's the mark of a very disciplined team, you know, and a well-coached team, because we all know as coaches that it's the small things that win the ball games, you know. It's not the high-flying dunks. It's not necessarily the three-point shot. It's the loose balls, the 50-50 balls, the free throws, the easy things in the game of basketball are the things that make the difference between winning and losing. And the nights that we played them, those were the difference between winning and losing for us.
Well, I'm talking to Coach Brandon Lindsay, the head coach of the Johnson Adam Smashers, the girls' basketball program. Of course, we're talking about what's going to happen today at 3 o'clock when the AE Lady Bulldogs take on Laney. And Coach Lindsay has a lot of experience coaching against Olu Gordon. What does Olu Gordon bring to that program? We just talked to Tim Jordan, the head coach of Savannah High, and his connections with Bakari Bryant. Now we've got Olu Gordon, who has connections with the legendary Ron Booker. What does she bring to this team?
A lot of poise. She's kept that group together, and they're very disciplined. And that has been a key component with this team this season. If you look at them, it's very difficult to rattle them because they're all battle tested. I mean, you have some veterans on that program that have been there under Coach Booker that have been there when they made the transition to Coach Gordon. And so they are battle tested, but that's with Jack. That's what you see with Island. You know, young ladies who've been there before, with Dominique Royal. You know, those young ladies right there have been there, have been around, and so they know what the expectations are. And she's done a great job of balancing that and keeping that team poised and keeping them disciplined, you know, because it's very, with some teams, with the type of talent and with the expectations, it's easy to get cocky, easy to get arrogant, you know, and to take things for granted. But she's done a great job of keeping those young ladies focused and keeping them, you know, focused on their goal at hand and keeping everything in its proper perspective, you know?
Well, you know, Coach, you just mentioned two key names. I'm Carl DeMasi, and you're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm talking to Coach Lindsay from the South Sea Johnson Lady Adams Spanish program, who had two great games with the Bulldogs today, the Lady Bulldogs playing for state championship. You're talking about Jacqueline Anderson. You're talking about Island Span. Now, Coach Gordon made a comment. She said last year's team was good enough to get as far as they got, but this year's team is something special. What do you read into that? What is so special about this Lady Bulldog team?
Well, in coaching, sometimes you can have the talent there, but it may not necessarily be what it takes to get to the state championship level or get to that Final Four level. With this team or with teams that come behind those great teams and whatnot, it just may be just that team dynamic. They do, everyone is playing selflessly. That's what I've seen from the Lady Bulldogs. Everyone is playing selflessly on the floor. They're not worried about whose name is in the paper. They're not worried about who's getting all the points. And they're contributing at every position on the floor, whether it's 0 points, 9 rebounds, 22 points, 4 assists, whatever it takes, the dirty work, 50-50 basketball, diving in the stands to get a loose ball. That's what it takes, and you hear Coach Jordan all the time. He says it in the paper. I've heard him say it in person. We talk a lot. It takes a team. It takes a team, and that's definitely what the Lady Bulldogs have is a great team component right now, and that's what Olu is, in my opinion, that's what he's talking about. It's something special. Some teams, some players just have that it factor, and right now the Lady Bulldogs, they have that it.
Well, Coach, I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm talking to the head coach of the Johnson Lady Adams Spanish, Brandon Lindsay. Two close games with those Lady Bulldogs, and they're playing for the state championship. Okay, Coach, we got the two-minute drill here. Give us the breakdown on what you're going to see or what we're going to expect to see when Beach faces Laney today at 3 o'clock in the Macon Centerplex.
Well, Laney, they've been a traditional powerhouse at the 2A classification. They've been there, this is their seventh trip to the Final Four, and a couple trips to the championship game. But Laney has a baseline-to-baseline approach with defense. They're going to press baseline-to-baseline. It's going to be the 2-2-1 variety. That's Coach Smith's staple of them. But Lady Bulldogs, they play that Lady Bulldogs basketball, and I think it's going to be a great game. And actually, I look forward to Beach coming home with the state championship this evening.
Well, Coach, I mean, you had a lot of experience playing the Lady Bulldogs. I appreciate you coming on early on a Saturday morning, and I know you're going to be having a little yellow and blue in your attire today besides that orange and blue. I appreciate it. Once again, keep up the great work over there at Johnson High School. And once again, I got to say it, I know you're thinking it. Go Bulldogs.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll tell you what, also with the Lady Bulldogs, we hope we can keep the state, bring the state championship back to Savannah on both sides, boys and girls.
You got it, Coach. Appreciate it. And once again, that's Coach Brandon Lindsay, the head coach of Johnson's High School Lady Adams Smashers. He knows them very well. He lost the second time, 48-43, Kevin. And just, you know, he can play with them. And right now, I feel the same way. They're disciplined. They're aggressive. They should win this game this afternoon.
And we certainly know a lot of folks will be tuning in, watching that ball game, and checking out what the Bulldogs and Warriors do there in Macon, and what an atmosphere in Macon with all the different championship games taking place in that one facility. It makes for a fun day, and I know when the fans get into it, it's a big time.
Hey, you were there last night for the and I got to send this big shout out before I go to break. Got to send a big shout out to those Brunswick Boys Pirates state championship, 5A state championship basketball team, and you were there. The atmosphere was unbelievable, and we'll talk about it in the next section. Once again, you're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here at the Pulo Recreation Complex, right here for the explosive Southern Pigskin Football Camp. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
and I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And it's all right here at the Pula Recreation Complex. We're at the Explosive Southern Pigskin Football Camp, not the rec department. We're at the complex behind the YMCA, West Chatham YMCA, and we want to get all the fans out here, all the players out here, because you got to get explosive and you got to get seen. Kevin Thomas, the host of Three and Out, our daily weekday show from 3 to 6, the voice of high school sports, 3 o'clock last night, gets in bed and back here at 8 o'clock in the morning, do some more radio talk. So, exciting game last night. I love listening to you on the radio. I can, you know, from doing football with you for 15 or almost 30 weeks now, 2 years in a row, I can tell when you get excited, big guy, and you did a great job.
Yeah, I mean, you try to bring it across the microphone to the folks listening at home. And, you know, when you're a part of something, and I wasn't out there making any baskets or anything. But
you're a Golden Island boy. Yeah. You're a Brunswick boy. So you got to be excited about it.
Yeah, but you're talking about a couple of teams here over the last night and today who are doing something that has never been done. Brunswick had never played for a state championship in basketball. That was the first team sports championship that they had ever won.
They've never won football, basketball, football, baseball, or anything? Wow.
No. So it was
48 years not winning anything.
Yeah, and Jenkins is in a similar situation tonight where they go for a state championship, first time they've ever done. So
in a major sport. They do have a 1969 golf title.
Brunswick has some individual golf championships and things like that, but no, they did not have a team sports title.
Right.
So, last night was it, and I think Jenkins with a chance to do that tonight, and when you're part of a run like that and you're part of an environment like that, it's really special to see everybody kind of get involved. And I don't think that the kids on Brunswick and the kids on Jenkins probably realize what is going on. You sit back and say, we're the only team in the history of the school to do this. If Jenkins finishes it up, you know, you're the only team in the history of the school to do that. That is quite an accomplishment, and it's so difficult. So difficult to win a state championship.
Uh-huh.
You know this, no matter how good you are, so tough. And to see teams cash in, it really makes you feel good.
And especially in the regions that these teams play in. And I had to play teams Brunswick played in. And, you know, I stayed close with some of the teams. And then Brunswick comes back and beats these teams by 20, 30 points. It's like me playing Jenkins all over again. stay away from the big dogs. But you know what? My philosophy is, and I don't care who you are, if you don't like this, to get better, you have to play the best teams. To be the best, you got to beat the best. And I love playing Brunswick teams like Brunswick and Richmond Hill and Jenkins and Johnson. People are saying, Coach, you're crazy. You want your program? Yeah, I want my program to go against that. Just like getting out here, you got to go against the best. You got to compete against the best to be the best, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. That's you know this as a coach. That's how you measure yourself. That's
right.
Why, again, we put on the Explosive Southern Pigskin Camp here at the Pooler Rec Complex, and we're all the way in the back. So when you come in the complex off of Pooler Parkway, come all the way.
Stay to the right, go around. Do not go into the YMCA. Go all the way around to the back.
All the way to the back. But that's why we have the camps here. And so you see a lot of players who may be a good player, a great player on their team. Let's see how you stack up against some kids from some other teams.
But you got to remind the people. College coaches can't come and see everybody.
Right.
So with today's social media, today's information out there, this is the best way to get seen. And if you get it videotaped, it's even greater.
Absolutely. And that's what we look at here is you want to get out and get seen, because as much as you'd like to say in the old days, coaches get out, and they can't do it.
Can't.
I mean, there's not enough to do. So their time is very limited, and especially if you're talking about in season, you want to put your name out there, because coaches know where the camps are going on. If they can't be there, they know where the camps are, and they're finding out what happened. So, and again, you're not going to know where you stack up, and you talked about this, unless you come out and measure yourself against somebody else.
But like you said, there are people out here running the camp, former college coaches, former college players, and they go back.
Former NFL players.
You've got former NFL players. But, for example, I'll give you, yesterday, BJ was talking to two guys from South Carolina, the old ball coach. They go back and say, hey, coach, I saw this kid down in Pooler the other day that really, really is a great athlete. He's got a great – he's going to get a call.
Yeah, they're gonna check
you. Is it called networking?
Exactly right.
Exactly
it's no different than finding a job. It's the same way as you want to go out there and network and get your name out there. And if the coaches know you, and our goal is you come to our camp, and the camp the heads that are running it, they have tie-ins with other camps, so you can go to the next camp. You can go to regional, national type camps and move on from there and really, really get seen. But you have to come out and you have to show you can do it. Everybody, we like to say we have the fastest staff in America, but nobody knows that until you come out here and
see it.
Yeah,
right.
Until you come out here and see it. So this is why we love putting on the camps. We want to see a lot of kids come out here, and again, we'll have a youth camp coming up here in just a little bit for grades 4 through 7. That's totally free. Something we enjoy doing, to have the kids kind of get involved, and then come out here and register. We'll have some folks talking to the kids at noon, and then you put in the work starting at 1 o'clock here at the Pooler Rec Complex.
Complex, not Pooler Rec Department.
Yes.
You got to come to the complex off of Pooler Parkway, right behind the West Chatham YMCA. So if you want to Google it or get directions, GPS, put in the West Chatham YMCA. Right behind it is the Pooler Rec Complex. And I know we got about a minute left here to go, but looking across the field, there's something special going on. Build it and they will come.
Yes.
The Pooler Rec Department, the city of Pooler, is building a 4,000-seat stadium for football games. I'm excited about it because there's so many schools playing football in this area. We don't have enough stadiums. So Hugh Elton and the crew out here, Hugh Elton is the rec department. I'm excited about it. And once again, excited about being here today at the Pooler Rec Complex, not the department.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful stadium when it's all said and done. And as you said, getting another place for kids to come out and play on Friday nights.
Well, you know, Kevin, it's the first hour flies by,
sure,
especially
does.
Having you. Got to thank Tim Jordan giving us his breakdown of the H.V. Jenkins Championship Basketball game. Got to thank Brandon Lindsay, the coach from Johnson, Lady Johnson Adams Smash, giving a breakdown on the AE Bulldogs. I mean, a lot of fun. We're out here at the Explosive Southern Pigskin Football Camp. Get out here at 10 o'clock. We got the little guys camping, and at 12 o'clock, we got the older kids coming in here. And remember, it's the Pooler Rec Complex.
Absolutely.
Well, once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. We'll be right back for hour number two from 10 to 11.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And good morning and welcome to hour number two of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM WSEG. And we're live at the Pooler Recreation Complex behind the West Chatham YMCA, not at the Pooler Rec Department, for the Explosive Southern Pigskin Football Camp. 10 o'clock starting the young kids, 12 o'clock the older kids, and great facility out here. They're building a brand new stadium, and got to give a lot of credit to the Pooler Rec Department and Pooler, the city of Pooler, for putting up a brand new stadium. Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. We're here every Saturday morning. A little chilly outside, but you know what? You got to love it. It's football weather, and we're excited about it. And Mr. Dundee himself, the man that's coordinating, directing, short sleeve shirt, he's ready for it. He's got his NFL look going right now. The cold weather doesn't bother him, so get out here. Get seen, get explosive, or get explosive and get seen right here at the Explosive Southern Pigskin Football Camp. And I got a special guest right now sitting here. He's going to explain what's going on here today. The man has a lot of knowledge, a plethora of knowledge. I love that word. I got to thank
That's
DJ Betty for it. He's one of the stars on our weekly Three and Out radio show right here on ESPN Radio. And that's the golden arm, as I like to call him, Matt Osborne. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, I got two things for you. One, the golden arm has an unovercomable amount of rust on it. It's not so golden anymore. And two, if you hear me smacking, that's because Coach gave me a massive wad of Big League Chew and didn't tell me I was coming on the radio until after I'd stuck it in. So
you can't throw
but thank
it out.
You, though.
You can't throw it out.
No.
You got to keep on chewing it.
I'm going to. I don't want it to lose its flavor.
Right. Well, you're a big part of this, the camps that Southern Pigskin and Explosive Info are involved in. Tell us what's going on and how we get the people out here and what they need to do to be seen.
Well, basically, a couple of years ago, we partnered up with Explosive Sports guys who have been around for a long time now, been putting on some of the best camps that you're going to find in the region. And we were just looking at high school football, local football, up and down the coast in the Savannah area, in the Golden Isles, and just felt like there was some untapped talent. Like there were guys around here that could play at the next level, and they weren't getting the exposure they needed for whatever reason. A lot of bias, coaches going into the Atlanta region, going everywhere else. And we just felt like it was our duty as the local media entity and as people who just really like helping others and like being there to support young people to get out there, to give them an opportunity, a platform to expose themselves and get their name out there. And not only that, for those guys who are trying to improve their game, you come out here and you learn from some former collegiate and NFL stars. So it really is just about partnering together to help the local athlete improve their game and get an opportunity to showcase what they can do and ultimately, hopefully, earn a chance to play at the next level.
Now, yeah, I mean, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. My special guest is Matt Osborne from 3 and Out, our weekly ESPN afternoon ride-home show from 3 to 6. I mean, and you write about this all the time, and I mean, you're into this. And, I mean, you've seen some special kids over the last couple of years, haven't you?
Yeah, we absolutely have. We had a number of upperclassmen last year who came out to the camp who did well, who have since signed their letter of intents to move on. We had some underclassmen come out last year who have earned SEC offers, big-time collegiate offers, and you feel really good for those guys, but you also feel good for the kids who just come out here and are better when they go to play their high school season and they make their high school teams better, or they get the FCS offers, Division II, Division III. If you can go and you can play at the next level, especially if you're getting that education paid for, that's what it's about. We love football. We love sports. We love watching it. I love everything about it. You know, I know you're a lifetimer as well, and I've been wrapped up in the game for a long time, but we like to see people succeed in life, and that's what we're out here to do, to give you an opportunity to go and get an education, to just become a better overall human being. And we've certainly had a lot of success in year number one, and looking forward to hopefully helping some more guys out this year.
Now, once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. My guest today, right now in this segment of hour number two of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, is Matt Osborne. Writes for USA Today, you know, big part of one of the main culprits in that southernpigskin.com. And if you haven't gone to southernpigskin.com, you want about Southern football, you got to go there. And Matt does a great job with this. And what's something special, and I know you could say this, is when you see that kid playing, whether it's at a D1, D2, D3 school, and it's just something special because, you know what, I saw that kid, I wrote about that kid, and it means a lot to me. We don't know them really, really personally, but just to know they're from our area or that we help someone else do that, you got to be excited about it.
Well, that's what's really neat for me. Personally, I have gotten to know some of the people on an intimate level, and it's been great because they're fantastic young men, most of them, and to be able to keep that relationship past the camp and, you know, just exchanging information and anything we can do to help you out, let us know. And that's why we do what we do. You know, people say, how are you really helping these guys out? Well, a number of different ways. The coaches out here are going to give you great instruction. They're connected at institutions and everything. And with our media platform, as we mentioned, not only with the radio, but with southernpigskin.com,
which
has a very nice following. When we can put out feature stories and profile specific athletes and just kind of give you a better idea of what their capabilities are on the gridiron, and a lot of them what they're doing in the classroom and what they're doing with their churches,
right,
or in the
exactly.
community, and you can put that out there, and all of a sudden it's getting shared online, and we send it out to the people that we know in the coaching ranks, and they're taking a look. I know we had a number of young men last year who I was able to keep in contact with afterwards who we featured on the site, and you'd contact them before you did the feature, and how's everything going? Well, I'm not really getting much right now. And then you contact them a couple of weeks afterwards as well. I've been hearing from this school now and this school, and Coach so-and-so said he saw the article and he wanted to get to know me a little bit better. So it feels nice to know that we're actually doing something that's helping people out, because, again, at the end of the day, we love football. We love being out here. But if nobody's getting helped, what are we out here for? You know, and that's the great thing is we know for a fact that what we're doing out here is making a difference.
And, you know, that's what it's all about, is getting these kids assistance to get to the next level. And, you know, as a high school coach, I didn't have time to sit down and email or back in my day, how to write letters, okay, or send
right.
CDs or the old 8mm film reel. We'll get into that another day. But, you know, you're making connections also with the kids. You're also making connections with those coaches. And, you know, Paul Johnson doesn't have time to come down here and watch one kid.
Right.
Or Mark Richt or Steve Spurrier or even, you know, Willie Fritz or Ernest Wilson from – this helps them out. This gives them – they'll come to their – and you can help me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
This will help them when they come to their staff meeting, say, you know what, I saw this online from SouthernPigskin.com or I saw this at Explosive explosivesports.com. Go look at this and let me know what
right.
you think. So, you know, it's got to be, you know, a great avenue for these parents that most parents want their kids to get to the next level.
Yeah, and I think if you've been around the game, if you've been around high school football, or you know a parent of somebody who got recruited or didn't get recruited, at some point you've heard somebody say, oh, well, you know, my son could have played at the next level, but the coach didn't do his job. And I'm normally the first person to stick up for the coach because what I tell them is, for most coaches, you have to keep in mind, they teach during the day. They have to lesson plan for what they're going to teach. They have to grade the papers afterwards. They have to get prepared for practice. They have to practice. They have to give kids rides home after practice, make sure everybody's there, go back and study the film. They're trying to do all these things. And then they have a, you know, a family and, yeah. and friends and a life that they're trying to take care of. And they have this sliver of time to help get kids recruited. And I think most coaches go above and beyond. And, I mean, they lose sleep. They do whatever they can to really try to help people out. I know they're going places on the weekend. So this is not in any way slighting the coaches because I think they're doing the best they can. But they have a lot else going on. So it's not always just an unlimited amount of time that they can spend in trying to help you get recruited. So that's why we try to step in and really help out. We're not trying to necessarily take the place of the coaches. We're trying to provide assistance. We're trying to help them out. And I think that's what we've been able to do up to this point. And you know this, the recruiting game has changed a little bit with media, with media and with a lot of other stuff. This is the direction it's trending right now. Camps, getting out to camps, getting seen, getting your name out there. As I tell people, you know, if you're expecting tons of college coaches to show up to your game every single week,
you're dreaming.
Keep in mind, what are they doing on Friday night? Well, they're traveling. They're getting ready for their game the next day. They're not necessarily around watching all this stuff. This is more their opportunity to get a firm grasp on what's happening in the world of recruiting.
Hey, you know, I'm going to vouch for what you say because I'm still a high school coach, but now I'm off the football field. I'm more into the basketball because, you know, I needed a break from 30 years of doing football, but you hit it right. I mean, we got to teach, we got a lesson plan, we got other responsibilities in school, we got a family life, and you know, that's the life we choose. It's a calling.
Right.
And every coach I know, no matter who you talk to, every high school coach wants their kids to get – and it's not for the coach's self-psyche. It's for to help your program, help your kids. And it's a calling, and you really, really got to love it. Okay, I'm going to give you a minute. Tell everybody what's going on here at the Pool and Rec Complex, not the Pool and Rec Department, and we can get them to come out here.
That's right. Pool and Rec Complex. It is our first explosive Southern Pigskin camp of 2015. Registration for the Big Kids, which is grades 8 through 11th, right now, is going to start up at 10:30. Walk-ups are available. Cost $55 to get signed up. And we have some big-time coaches out here, former college stars, former professional stars, who are going to give you some great instruction. Come out and compete with some of the top prospects in the area. Try to get your name out there, get recognized, get ranked in our database.
Get seen.
If you do, yeah, and if you do well enough, as I said, we make no promises, but if you do well enough, be featured potentially on SouthernPigskin.com and really see your recruiting rankings and your exposure skyrocket. Worst case scenario, as I said, you come out, you get better, and you help out your high school team. So there's no reason not to be out here.
And once again, that's Matt Osborne from 3 and Out, our weekly ESPN Radio Savannah show from 3 to 6. And, of course, Southern Pigskin, big writer, big promoter in getting these kids help. And he believes in what he's doing. This is not about Matt Osborne. This is about your son, your kid, getting seen and getting where to the next level. Matt, always a great job. And you always do a great job with the kids, and keep it up.
Well, thank you, Coach. You're doing a great job as well. I appreciate you having me on.
I appreciate you having me on to be with you guys every weekend. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Matt Osborne, one of our weekly stars on our weekly show, 3 and Out, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. Remember, my show, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, is every Saturday from 9 to 11. It cannot happen without my sponsor, Optum Orthopedics. They have 25 of the finest, best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region. They have a full-service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, x-ray services, physical therapy, hand therapy, in one convenient location. Optum Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care, and they support our local athletes and our local sports. The center is located at 210 East Durant Avenue, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia, or you can visit them on the web the World Wide Web at www.optimhealth.com. Next up, we're going to change the lineup here. Coach has to make a substitution, waiting for my Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic guest to get here. But we're going to go to the man himself that has been following H.V. Jenkins boys basketball and the A.E. Lady Bulldogs basketball program the whole year. And that's the Savannah Morning News beat prep sports reporter connoisseur himself, Dennis Knight. Stay tuned, and you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And it's all brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics. And remember, it's WSEG.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm glad you could join me for hour number two of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And we're live at the explosive Southern Pigskin Football Camp right here in beautiful Pula, Georgia, at the Pula Recreation Complex, not at the department. So if you're at the recreation department, you got to head back over, get on Highway 80, get to 95, get to exit 102, get off, make a left, and go past Home Depot. I'm promoting all these places. Look for the West Chatham sign and make a right and go all the way to the back. And we're right there, big guy. That's Kevin Thomas sitting right here with me.
Yeah, it's in, right in the back of the Pula Rec Complex, not the department. So come on back and see us and get ready for the big camp.
Now we got a guest waiting on our ESPN Radio Savannah Boost Mobile hotline. And remember, Boost Mobile. Be heard, okay? But this man's been following these two teams, and that's partly on my mind tonight. Today is the Georgia High School State Association Class 3A Boys and Girls Championship, and this man has been following this team, these teams, for all year, for the previous 4 or 5 years. He knows the coaches very well, and that's none other than a good friend of mine, the sports reporter, the prep sports reporter. He covers all the prep action, and that's Dennis Knight. Good morning. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
I want to say good morning or good night, Mr. Knight, but I got, tongue twister there, buddy.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to head up to Macon in the next half hour or so. Go check out these games. Pretty excited about
it. Well, yeah, I mean, you've been following these teams all year long. You've been following probably for the last 3 or 4 years. You know, Malik Ben-Levy since he's been a freshman, and that's predominantly what you do is you cover all the high school sports, and you love what you do, and I mean, great columns, great previews today in the Savannah Morning News. Dennis Knight's articles, get in the sports section. He'll tell you what's going to happen, who's going to do what. And you did great articles on the coaching staffs. Tell me, Dennis, I mean, we've been talking about, we're out here at the Explosive Southern Pigskin Football Camp, and we're talking about following kids. You touch so many kids' lives. What's so special about it, a moment like this when two teams that you've been covering play for a state championship?
Oh, you know, it's like the biggest moment of their high school career. So they've been building up to it, working for it for so long. And, you know, you get to know them and develop relationships with them. So you'd like to see them succeed. And, you know you're not supposed to root as a reporter, but when you got kids you've been covering for a long time in the state finals, it's hard not to just a bit, you know, when they get to this type of game.
Well, if you know Dennis Knight like I do, the man shows no emotion. So, like he says, you can't see who he's rooting for, but I know deep down inside he's rooting for Savannah, Georgia teams and teams in this area. And, you know, Bethesda winning the state basketball championship last week. I know you were following them. And today we got to start with the ladies. Of course, Beach will face Laney at 3 o'clock in the Macon Centerplex. Give us your insight of what's going to happen there with the first game of our first team taking on going for a state championship.
Well, Beach, you know, Olufemi Gordon has been there for 2 years, taking over for Ronald Booker, the Beach legend who coached the team for 35 years. And she graduated the year before Booker's 2000 team won the state title. That was the 1 year that they won it. So she'd like to get a ring of her own, you know, and lead this team to the title. They've won 16 in a row. And they got Jackie Anderson, a senior. She's their leading scorer, averaging about 16 points a game. She was the Region 1 AA Player of the Year. And her
teammates, Island Span, the point guards, very steady, consistent player. And then Diamondy Royale is a good inside presence for them. They have a lot of other role players who will play a part. They won 16 in a row, and they're going against this Laney team that has been to the Final Four six out of the last 7 years, I believe. And they still have never won a title, so they're really hungry for it. They have a girl named Aaliyah Collier, who's their leading scorer. She's averaging about 16 a game, and they got some size, too. They have four players over 6 feet tall, including this freshman, Deshaw Benjamin, who's averaging like 12, 13 points a game. So they got some size, and they got balance with about four players averaging over 9 points a game.
Well, you know, you talked about Coach Ronald Booker, 35 years at Beach High School, and one of his former players coming back. But you know what? The man on the other side for Laney, I had a pleasure of coaching him, because when I was coaching the girls at Effingham County, I had a chance to play Laney in the Summer League camp. And Otis Smart's been there forever. And like you said, five out of the last 6 years making it to the state playoffs or state semifinals or finals, not winning, is pretty special for a coach, don't you think, Dennis?
Yeah. I was reading about Coach Smart. He's been there since the mid-'80s, and I guess they've been to the finals twice. The last time was in 2013. They lost to Wesleyan. So this guy's been there a long time, and I know the kids like to win one for him after he's been there for that long, you know.
Well, I mean, it's an exciting time for all of us here in Savannah, Georgia. We're going to see the second game now at 4:30. We're going to go with the H.V. Jenkins boys team. They're riding a 19-game winning streak, and you followed them closely. So give us your insight on the Warriors and Coach Bakari Bryant.
Well, you know, Coach Bryant's a disciple of Tim Jordan over at Savannah High, so defense is what he's going to stress first and foremost. And this team plays really great D. Malik Benlevy, the Georgia State signee, he's a 6'6 wingman. He's their top scorer, averaging about 16 points a game. And his classmate, Eric Johnson, their point guard, he's only about 5'8", but he's very strong with the ball, plays both ends of the court real well. Last week, he was the man down the stretch when they came back to beat Rutland in that crazy, crazy game in Columbus when they almost blew like a 16-point lead in the last 5 minutes. But they got some size inside with Nicholas Severato, the 6'8". Kid, he transferred in from a school in Tennessee, and the guy who's really come on strong this year, I think, to surprise a lot of people, is their sophomore Trevian Lamar. He's a 6'5 forward. He can get it done inside. I think it was against Callaway. He went for 33 points and 19 rebounds. So I think it's really key that he has a good game tonight against Morgan County for Jenkins to win this ball game.
You know, you saying Trevian Lamar, I mean, we got such a talented sophomore class. I mean, I got a kid, Justin Cave. Coach Jordan's got the kid over at Zion, I can't remember his last name. Zion Williams, another sophomore. Then you got Trevian Lamar. I mean, we got a very good up-and-coming group of talent here after this group leaves.
And, you know, they stack them up, and instead of rebuilding, they just come on up.
All right, Dennis. Let's. Okay, I know you're not supposed to root for the home team, but give us your breakdown. Let's start with the ladies first. Beach against Laney at three o'clock in the Macon Centerplex. Give us your prediction.
Well, you know, Beach. Every single game in the playoffs, you think this is going to be a tough matchup for them, and every time they win, their defense is so strong. I don't think more than maybe South Effingham and Effingham might be the only teams that have scored over 50 points on them this year. So if they're able to hold Laney under 50, I think they get a good shot at winning it.
All right, and let's turn it, go to the other side of the court. You got H.V. Jenkins boys taking on Morgan County and Mr. Tukey Brown. That's a great name. He signed with Mississippi State. Give us your insight on the Jenkins outcome.
Yeah, this Tukey Brown kid, he is really a great player. I first saw him play last year against Johnson when Morgan County beat Johnson in the semis on the way to the state title. And this kid is a great player. He's athletic, can finish with both hands, pass, shoot from the outside. He's really good at drawing contact and finishing through it. I think he had 37 against Laney in the semifinals. Coach was saying he's going to have his nephew, Jamori Brook Bryant, covering him. He's a defensive specialist for Jenkins, and they're hoping to hold him under 25 points. But Morgan County isn't a one-man team. They also got Jalen Ingram. He's a 6'7 junior. The kid's already got offers from Georgia Tech and Mississippi. But I think Jenkins has too much as a team. And if they play the way they have been playing, I see them winning this game and winning the first state title in school history.
Well, I'm Carl Tomasi. You just heard the man that covers these schools night in and night out, and that's from the Savannah Morning News sports reporter, Dennis Knight. Dennis, safe trip up there to Macon, and I'll be following your tweets. And once again, let's go SAV all the way there, buddy.
All right, Carl. Hey, thanks a lot for having me on.
Anytime. And that's Dennis Knight, the sports reporter who predominantly covers high school sports right here in Savannah, Georgia, and he does a great job. And he'll be writing about the two games, 3 o'clock, the Lady Bulldogs taking on Laney in the Macon Centerplex, and then following right behind that, State Street Jenkins boys taking on Morgan County. And don't forget, we're live right out here at the Pulo Rec Complex for the explosive Southern Pigskin Camp. Right now we got the young kids camp going on, and once again, Kevin Thomas sitting in here now, filling in for Matt Osborne, who's out there getting his golden arm loose. Quickly tell the people, and then we'll go to break.
Absolutely. We are at the Pooler Rec Complex, not the rec center. The Pooler Rec Complex, which is right off Pooler Parkway in Pooler by the YMCA off of Pooler Parkway. And we're all the way around in the back. So you'll come in, you'll see the YMCA. Don't go there. Come all the way around in the back, and you'll see us here at the back football fields at the Pooler Rec Complex.
Now, there'll be a fork when you come in to the YMCA. You know what Yogi Berra used to say, when there's a fork in the road, pick it up. But anyway, yeah, go to the right at the fork, come around to the back.
Come on.
Come on, it's Yankee baseball. You got to love it. Once again, this is Carl Tomasi. You're listening to the Carl Tomasi Sports Report. Hopefully my guest, Isaiah Royal, two-time state wrestling champion, will make it here. I guess he went to the rec department, too. So, once again, you're listening to the Carl Tomasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG.
And now, back to the Carl Tomasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Carl Tomasi, and welcome back to the Carl Tomasi Sports Report. Live at the Pula Recreation Complex for the explosive Southern Pigskin Camp. Get explosive, get seen, get out here, and get involved. I mean, the camp started at 10 o'clock. We got the young guys out here working with the college, former college coaches, college players. I mean, you name it, they're out here. They're having a lot of fun. So get out here. For the older guys, come register. The camp will start at 12 o'clock. Registration's going on. And remember, it's the Pula Recreation Complex, not at the Pula Rec Department, where for some reason I guess I gave my next guest the information where to go. But he's here, and he's live, and, I mean, what can I say about this kid? Right now we're at what I consider one of my most enjoyable, best parts of the show, and that's, of course, the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This young man was crowned again as a state wrestler, and you know what, people? This is 2 years in a row. He's only a junior. I said every time he wins, he's coming back. And he's going to go for the three-peat, and I know he's excited about it. And, you know, I watched this kid grow up, a little kid out there at Effingham County High School when I worked there. Pretty impressive, but he chose to stick to the wrestling side. He's done a great job. And, I mean, what amazing is, you know, he won the championship in 106-pound classification last year. This year he's in his right classification. He won 113-pound classification. And what's amazing, he did not get taken down. There was no points. He can explain it to me better when he gets on the show here. But, I mean, two-time state champion from Effingham County High School, this week's Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Effingham County High School wrestler, only a junior, Isaiah Royal. Good morning, Isaiah.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, I'm sorry I gave you the wrong info here, and I can't hear his mic here. Kevin, we all right? Check in again, Isaiah. Say good morning again.
Good morning.
There you go. Now you're on. You see, I'm learning this stuff. I mean, I'm not as good as Kevin Thomas, but I'm learning. But, Just unbelievable again. I mean, last year, 106 pounds. You had to lose weight to get down there. This year, you're at your regular 113-pound class weight. I mean, something special 2 years in a row.
Yeah, it is.
And then, and then you posted a newspaper. You're going to do it 3 years in a row.
Yeah, that's what I'm working for. I mean, it's not going to come easy. I got to work hard for it. You know?
Now, will you stay in the same classification, or you'll have to move up because of your weight? How will that work?
Yes, so I'm moving up to 120 next year.
Is that because naturally you're going to gain weight, or is it because that's where you belong?
Both.
That's where you both. All right, so we're not going to get into when you started wrestling like we did last year and what you enjoyed the most about it, but winning back-to-back championships, did you think you had a good shot this year to do that?
Yes, sir. I mean, I didn't know it wasn't going to come easy, but I knew I would have had a shot at it this year.
Now, coming back and defending your state title, you got that bullseye on your back, and, Rebels, you got that big red color now back in your uniforms where you deserve to have the red back in there. What was it like wrestling these other guys that knew you were a state champion?
I mean, they were bigger, but, it was kind of tougher to ride them out, on top. And, I don't know,
That's all right. I mean, ride them out. You got to outsmart them. You got to outthink them.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to explain it,
All right, tell me this, though. Nobody took you down through the whole state tournament?
No, sir.
That's pretty impressive. So, takedown is worth how many points? 2 points?
2 points, yes.
Two points, and nobody took you down. Unbelievable. So let's get to the state championship match. You were behind, right? Weren't you behind against the guy you were wrestling? You had to come back to beat him?
Oh no, I wasn't behind in the match.
Oh, you weren't behind?
Yes, sir. I was pretty much dominant the whole match.
Nice. So I guess I read Mr. Donahue's article wrong from the FEM County Herald. But so tell me now, you're talking about strategy. What do you have to, what do you need to know when you're wrestling somebody else? So what kind of strategy do you use?
I like to attack on my feet, and I like to finish when I'm on top, get the pin. But I didn't get the pin in my last two matches. In the semifinals, I won 7-1. In finals, I won 4-1.
A win's a win, no matter how many points you get. Yes. Now, last year, your record was 46-6. How did you do this year?
59-5.
Once again, I'm Carl Demasi. I'm talking to my Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic athlete of the week from FEM County High School, two-time state wrestling champion, Isaiah Royal, and he'll be back for a third time next year. I mean, pretty impressive. As far as wrestling goes, okay, this year you knew you had to work hard. What did you do to prepare yourself to defend that title? Besides getting in the matches and strategy, what did you do to prepare yourself? Like I read in the article, you've already started training.
Yes, sir.
So what did you do last year to prepare yourself?
I was wrestling during the off season, wrestling during the summer, going to big tournaments like Southeast Regionals. I went to freestyle in Greco State, and just wrestle hard in practice. Wrestle hard.
Now,
2 hours every day.
There's different types of wrestling, like you said, Greco, freestyle. What's the difference?
You can pretty much throw, like 5 points throw, suplex throws.
That's in Greco?
Yeah, Greco and freestyle. But Greco, you can't go below the legs, touch below the waist.
How do you wrestle without grabbing somebody's legs?
Yes, yeah, kind of different.
pretty hard to do.
Yes, sir.
Once again, I'm Carl Demasi. I got my Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week here, Isaiah Royal from FEM County High School. So now you've already started preparing for next year. We know that, football has camps that you can be seen and baseball has showcases. How does a wrestler get seen if they want to go to the next level and, wrestle in college?
You have to put your information out online and do some wrestling camps pretty much and just get yourself out there, go to national tournaments and get some exposure.
Now, have you seen any college coaches, spoken to any college coaches? Or are you still under the radar even though you're a two-time state champion?
Yes, sir.
What's the matter? You a little cold out here? Yeah, it's cold this morning. Once again, I'm Carl Demasi. I'm talking to Isaiah Royal, the two-time state champion from FEM County High School. So now, last year you dropped down to 106. This year you stayed at 113. Why that strategy? Why didn't you drop back down again?
Because, if a college looks at you, you'd be too light to wrestle at 125. So that's why I'm going to 120, so they know I could make 125 for college.
All right. There's, I think, 13 weight classes in wrestling, right? 12, 13 in high school?
14 in high school, 10 in college.
And college, it starts at 125?
Yes, sir.
So you got to get up to 125, and you have no body fat to lose, gain lean muscle mass. How do you get up to that point?
Not sure.
A lot of hard work. Coach Gino will help you. All right, 2 years with Coach Gino now. Well, really, 3 years with Coach Gino. Tell us how Coach Gino has helped you get to where you've been the last 2 years.
He's a great coach. He's been helping me out ever since I got on board, He's helped me out on my feet. He's helped me out top, bottom. He's helped me out a lot with my technique. He's just a great coach all around.
Now, you said that, you know, you go and wrestle at these different shows. So is there like an AAU wrestling or a national AAU wrestling?
I'm pretty much doing USA wrestling.
USA wrestling, and that's where you go to all different places throughout the United States?
Yes, sir, but that's just like the program name, USA Wrestling. You could just go to tournaments all over the state and all around the country. So
pretty neat. So all right, now you're only a junior, okay? How did they receive you when you came back with your state gold medal again at Effingham County High School, Mr. Ford and Mr. Hood and the whole group?
Well, I mean, I guess they're pretty excited. They congratulated me, and
it's pretty yeah, special that you can go back to back. Now, what's it going to take you to be a three-time state champion?
I got to work even harder.
Harder because everybody knows who Isaiah Royal is now. All right, well, aspirations later on, colleges. I mean, you got to help me out, you know, because I don't really know much about wrestling. Is there how many colleges here in the state of Georgia have wrestling programs?
I'm not sure. I think there's only two that I know of.
Wow.
Like University and Bruton Parker.
But it's big time up north and out west. And
Georgia Southern, too.
Georgia Southern has wrestling?
Yeah, they have a wrestling program.
Any schools that you've been looking at or interested in? Anything you'd like to do?
I'd like to go D1, but I got to go to some national tournaments to
Get the coaches to see you and everything.
Yes,
like that.
Sir.
Well, Isaiah, I'm sorry that you got lost, that you went to the rec department. I thought I told Coach Gugino is the complex, but it's my fault. But, I mean, just a great, unbelievable season. 59-5?
Yes, sir.
46-6 last year. I mean, they're gonna be gunning for you. So keep it up, great work. And when you come back here next year, I want you to tell me that you won a state title and you go into a school. And once again, remember your grades are important too,
yes,
which
sir.
Coach Gugino probably drills
yeah.
into your head. So, but you've done a great job, and that's why you're this week's. I could have got you last week, but I was out of town. But that's why you're this week's Athlete of the Week, Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week for March 7, 2015, Isaiah Royal, Effingham County High School. Keep up the great work, and hopefully plaque number three will be coming next week. Next year, not next week. Next week, I'm trying to push you out of high school that quick. But once again, great job. Proud of you, and I know the Savannah area and Effingham County are proud of you. Keep it up.
Yes, sir. Thank
Thanks
you.
For getting here, and always a pleasure to see you. Isaiah Royal, our two-time state wrestling last year, he won at 106. This year he won at 113-pound classification. He's moving up again to 120. Sounds like a boxer every time you turn up. There is a boxer that did that won like four different titles. But great kid, great job, and once again we're proud of you. And that's why you're this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week. Remember, your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room if you can. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, which is now located in two locations, of course, in Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, right there between Waters and Habersham at the State Farm sign, and, of course, right here in Pooler, Georgia. I didn't know that. At 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So I did know that. I got to remember that. I'm Pooler, Georgia. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, we'll wrap it up with Kevin Thomas. We'll talk a little bit more about the explosive Southern Pigskin Camp. Yes, that's right, biscuits and gravy. I got to use you for this show today. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm glad you could join us for the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, every Saturday morning from 9 until 11. And like I say, every week, it just flies by. And, you know, I get nervous. Do I have enough information? Can I cover this? But you know what? It works itself out. And I got to give a big shout-out to my man down there in the Golden Isle. They locked this kid up, but the kid knows his stuff, and that's P.J. Zucco. P.J., always great job, great bed music. And once again, I'm glad you could always help me out with this show. And whatever you do for ESPN Coastal and us is really, really appreciated. And I got Kevin Thomas right here. He's going to come on now for the next hour with his cohorts, Matt Osborne and B.J. Bennett, and they're going to take this over. We're live at the explosive southernpigskin.com. Football camp. And once again, If you want to get your son seen, you want your son, or your son has aspirations of playing at the next level, these are the things you must do. You must go to these camps. You must get timed. You must get seen. You must compete against other competition. And that's what it's all about. And, you know, it's not about explosive southernpigskin.com making money. It's about getting these kids seen, helping them get to the next level.
Absolutely, and that's how you get to the next level, is getting seen and letting folks know that you're out there and competing. I think you guys as coaches talk about it all the time. We want our guys to compete and compete hard. Well, it's no different out here. You just get to go. It's not necessarily competing against the second and third team guys on your team. You're competing against other guys from other teams who are out there trying to do the same thing. And you can kind of see where you stand, maybe what some other guys are doing well, what you do well, what you can work on and improve your game. And it's all a part of this process of recruiting that is so huge, as you well know, around the country. And whether you're thinking you're going to the SEC, ACC, Big Ten, or you want to go play in the Sun Belt or the Southern Conference or the Big South or whatever the case may be, we want to help you get seen and get noticed. It doesn't matter to us if you're a five-star guy. It'd be nice to see you out here if you're a five-star guy, but we want to see some of those guys that are two- and three-star guys that should be four-star guys out here, and some guys that maybe aren't getting looked at that could play at the Division II level. And well, they still got to get seen, too. But, I mean, those coaches still have to know who to look for.
But
you
got to go do it for yourself. Yeah. Nobody's going to do it for you. The coach is not going to come knocking on your door. The coach is not going to come chasing you around. They got to see you. They got to see your times. They got to see your marks. They got to see you competing against other competitors. That you got to realize it. And Matt Osborne said it great the beginning of this second hour. Okay? The college coaches don't have time to come to your high school and watch you. They got so many other things going on. They're out recruiting. They're out looking at film. They're out. I mean, it's just too much, and this is the way they see you.
Absolutely, and they find out who you are, and when they find out who you are, that's when they invest the time into finding out more about you and coming and recruiting you. And I got to say this again. We're here at the Pooler Rec Complex, not the rec department, the rec complex, out in off Pooler Parkway. Come by the YMCA fork, veers to the right, take it all the way back at the Pooler Rec Complex. But again, Coach, this is something we tell these kids, and we'll tell them again today. Hey, if you're serious about going to the next level, don't wait until you're in the 11th and 12th grade to start worrying about your GPA. It's the same thing with this. Don't wait
GPA
until you're
is very, yeah, very
it
important.
Is, but don't wait until you're a senior to say I need to get out and get seen, because at that point, I don't want to say it's too late, but you're behind the curve a little bit with some of these kids that have been to camps 2-3 years and been around, and these coaches know these guys. So I think that's all a part of the process, is start early in everything you do. I'm not saying in fourth grade you need to go on the global camp circuit, but start early, get the GPA in line, and get out and get seen.
And I'm going to say it right here. I'm an educator. I'm a teacher first, coach second. But to teach is the coaches, coaches to teach. The key is your academics. Don't wait till you're in 10th, 11th, 12th grade and say, hey, you know what? I got to get my grades up. Ninth grade is key. You build up a good foundation in your ninth grade, it's hard for it to go the other way. But if you start out with a lousy GPA, there's no way you're going to get up to where it needs. And I'm telling you right now, if I got a 3.5 GPA and you got a 2.5 and we're both about the same, or I'm a little not as good as you, they're going to take me because I got a 3.5.
Yeah,
the first thing the college coach is going to ask is, how is his grades?
Yeah, they don't have to worry about you academically.
And character.
Yeah, not cutting the mustard. And again, just, because,
the mustard.
Just because you
we
need
have hot dogs here?
Yeah, just because you need a 2.6 doesn't mean that's all you need. Do better than that. We're at the Pooler Rec Complex. Coach, I'll let you take it away here on
the show. And once again, this has been the Call to Massey Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. And remember, whatever you may be doing this weekend, next week, always, always hit it out of the park. And like I say every weekend, PJ, great job. PJ Zucco, the producer. Once again, until next Saturday, always, always have a great week. And remember, it's the Call to Massey Sports Report brought to you by Optimal Technologies.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.